Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello, good afternoon. Sir, my name is Ricardo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling
from where?
Opinion Research.
Yeah.
Opinion
Research,
correct, sir. And we're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I'm not selling anything. I just would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes?
I guess so.
Okay, sir. Okay. And, sir, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I started in 85, and I just kind of got out and got back in, so kind of I had 10 years, and then I had a little break in the X because I had my own business, and I went back, and I got 5 more.
Okay, so altogether, what would you say?
I've been a bricklayer since about 1978.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? You said bricklayer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, junior level mechanic, or foreman?
Can you say that question again?
Sure. On the last job that you worked on, now, were you an improver, a finisher, or a helper, an apprentice, a journeyman, or level mechanic, foreman?
Journeyman. I am the foreman, so I'm journeyman, foreman, I guess.
Okay. And, sir, and yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? I mean, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
There's no bricklayers, so none.
4 months? Okay, so
For years, there's been a shortage of bricklayers. Yeah.
Okay, so you personally, were you out of employment? I never found work.
No.
You were, like, what? No?
Not out of work.
Okay.
I haven't cracked on employment in 4 years.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, I'm planning on retiring next year.
You plan on retiring, so you're going to drop your membership?
No, I'm going to get my pension from the union.
Okay, so the question is, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? It's yes or no? No, okay.
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
They're getting fewer this year than last year.
This year, okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. All right.
And yes, sir, who do you work for, sir? You just work for a survey company?
Yes, sir. I work for Opinion Research. And
okay.
Yes, I work for Opinion Research, and we're calling on behalf of the client.
I can tell you one thing they got. Like, we get more union dues taken out of our paycheck than federal taxes.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
All right. So, I mean, can you please still continue helping me out, sir? Or,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I do appreciate it, sir. We're almost done here. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No. No.
All right, sir. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them?
No.
All right. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
In the past, I have, yes.
Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked on, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, or you do not know?
I'm going to say it was at the college, so I would say it would be state funded, right?
State or local, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
For just the bricklayers or for everybody?
Correct.
For everybody? I'd say it's going to be a lot of unemployment because, and not to get into politics, but the Joe Biden way it's going.
Okay, so there would be less unemployment than now, or about the same, or
more unemployment, more.
Okay, thank you.
There's a lot of jobs and nobody's taking them because everybody's getting welfare in New York.
Okay, thank you. And sir, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It depends on who gets elected, I guess. I'd say it's going to, if it goes like it's going now, it's worse because we're really struggling here now.
Okay. Now, sir, switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns at all?
No safety concerns for me right now.
Okay.
We follow a pretty strict safety policy.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Okay, sir. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing?
Are these going to be in written? No.
Okay. What about picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. In the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Pretty regular.
Okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And the first one I got here is local TV news programming. The second one is in the he said no. Is that your last one? Okay. Let me read them through. And then the next one, sir, is the internet or social media. The third one is friends and neighbors. Fourth one is cable news, print or online newspapers, and six is radio.
I don't get any from any of them.
Sure.
I don't. Well, the question was, do I get union information from these sources?
Yes, this is just a single question that's asking you, like, you get the most news from in your, okay.
The
now,
news from my town? None.
Yes.
We don't have news. We have a 3-page newspaper. That's all we get now. So,
okay. Which cable network is your preferred news source, sir?
I don't watch
Fox
News.
MSNBC, CNN? Okay.
I don't watch the news.
All right. Now, sir, switching up a little bit, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Education, foreign policy, immigration, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, healthcare, the environment, or something else?
Immigration and healthcare.
Immigration and healthcare. Okay, sir. And, sir, as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir?
I kind of did a little bit before, but I haven't really been following. What is the Davis-Bacon Act out there?
As you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act, it ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is not important at all, not so important, or somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support this?
Oh, I'd say it's important.
Somewhat important or very important?
Very important.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Republican Party does, but they claim that the Democrats do.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I don't really support either one. I don't really care, because all I know is you can go get a job at a convenience store making $20 an hour now, and you got to have a trade, and you're making $33 an hour. So how can someone just run on the cash register and make $20 an hour? I think it's getting ridiculous. The young people around here are worthless. I'm glad I'm retiring next year. So that kind of makes sure they get, you know. There's a lot of questions. How many more questions you got? It's Sunday night and March of football, so I just ask him.
Honestly, I was about to ask you the score on the game too, sir. I'm 65% through the service, sir. I'll be real brief. Now, I got this last question right here. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following.
Disapprove.
The first one I got. The first one
everything with Joe Biden, I disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or disapprove somewhat?
Okay, go ahead. I strongly disapprove everything Joe Biden does.
Okay.
He's worthless.
Okay.
He's embarrassing to the country.
Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job right now?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
I'm certain.
Almost certain, probably. Okay.
I'm more certain to vote.
Okay. Now, sir, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information for your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages?
No.
Okay. Now, turning back to BC.
Here's another one, boss. It doesn't matter what you vote. They've already made the decision what you're getting, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. See here. Now, turning back to BC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
What was the three options?
Excellent, good, just fair, poor.
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Just fair.
Okay. Now, sir, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
There's too many chiefs, not enough Indians, so I don't know how you want to word that.
In your own words,
like
there's
I say,
too many
we,
chiefs?
We pay more in our union dues than we get on our federal taxes every week. I get like almost $200 out for the union. So somebody's taking a lot of money. Too many chiefs. Way too many chiefs. There's too many people in the uppers. Right. There's no bricklayers, and there's all these high rankers that are collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, and I don't know what they're doing. We get a $2-3 raise, and they already know what they're going to distribute. And by the time it's done, we're giving half of it back to Washington.
Okay, sir. Now, and what do you think that the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the unions should be working for right now?
Recruiting bricklayers.
Recruiting bricklayers?
Bricklayers. They have not, they kind of cut down on all these BOCES programs in high school, and they're trying to take people right off the street and turn them into bricklayers, and it's not working out so well.
Okay. They're trying to get people up the street and turn them into bricklayers, and it's not working out right now.
No, I've had four apprentices that haven't even lasted 2 weeks apiece. It's too hard for them. They don't have the ambition, you know.
And it's not working. Okay.
We get an average of 30 to 40 apprentices a year go through our apprenticeship training, and about 10 of them make it. It's ridiculous.
Okay, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, union meetings, job site, mail, email?
Mail,
okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative, regulatory, and updates that are important to the BSC? Never? Once a year?
We get once a year we get a newsletter.
Okay, sir. Now, will I just ask you a few questions just for statistical purpose? Generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so very strong Republican?
I'd probably say a strong one.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
I'm a white guy. Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
This is John.
J-O-H-N?
Where'd you get my number?
Sir?
Where'd you get my phone number?
Well, this number is just collected through databases, and then we're just calling random people and asking for see if they could help us out with this survey. And
like
thank
you
very much,
database.
Sir.
How do you know I was in the bricklayers, though?
I guess you're in the database of bricklayers from the BAC, and that's the reason popped up in this.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Well, sir, thank you very much, John. You have a very grateful and I'm very grateful for your help. You have a blessed day, and good luck on that football team.
Yes, sir. You have a good night.
You too, man.